We're going to be talking about like what to expect from it, because again, a lot of you, this is kind of your first diet, as in a sense. It's going to be quite daunting towards the end of it, and of course, unless you've all got secret OnlyFans, like none of you are going to be posing for photos with people in the room. Do you know what I mean? Like before, and this is going to be the first time you're doing it, and you're going to have oil on, and it's going to be a bit weird at points. Okay, so we all need to normalize that before it kind of happens, because it does get a little bit weird at points. Okay, so in terms of what we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about like what to expect. So we're going to go through that now. Okay. So on the day, everyone knows it's at Axminster, yeah.
Yeah.
It is at Axminster. Okay. So for people who aren't in Exeter, so that's just Jay. Basically come to Exeter and then you'll have a loc I'll send you a location. It's the newest gym that the guys have got. It's not where we've done it before. And Axminster's And I thought Honiton was rough, but Axminster's definitely rougher. So we might get some kind of pushback from the retrobates there of the standard IQ of about 4. But we'll take that on the chin, and I'll try and kind of cancel their memberships, which is fine. I might actually turn the door off to the gym so no one else can get in, but I haven't told the manager that yet. So what we expect is on the day, because there's so many of you doing it, we're going to be running kind of simultaneous shoots. Okay, so in the process of getting the second photographer, which has proven harder than I thought. But there will be two groups of 10 essentially. And you'll be working at the same time. There'll be one videographer who will be kind of moving in between groups, taking videos of you, and basically just kind of weaving in and out of you. What you need to be focusing on is the photographer, okay? So the biggest fear around obviously the photographer sticking the camera at you is that you have no idea what to do. Okay, so I've been speaking to all of you like throughout the process, is like you do need to get used to kind of looking at yourself in the mirror, or how to kind of contract your muscles. Okay, because I'm not expecting you to pose or know how to do it 100%, but I am expecting you to be able to kind of go like, if I say, right, can you tense your quad for me, Jay? I kind of want you to be able to do that, okay? Otherwise, we're kind of going to be struggling a little bit, okay? So over the next few weeks, just normalize, like obviously you take your check-in photos for me. I would say now let's try and make your check-in photos like somewhat posed, so you get used to kind of like moving your body in relative to kind of where you're at currently. And also like think about what poses. Like you will look at yourself probably the most out of everyone. Like I see you like once a week essentially, and a few checking photos. You'll know what kind of positions work best for your physique. Okay, so females, we're probably looking at like standing side on, so you can see the glute, you can see the hamstrings, you can see the waist come in. Lads, you're probably looking at like front on, holding something. A lot of guys will be. Jade, have you just realized that you can see Lisa here?
Yeah, I'm actually next to her, but I'm cut out. But
Oh,
you
you're
can
next to
see her.
looking through here. Is this where you
Yeah,
envisage that you're going to be in the shoot?
we're
You're like, one
peering
day,
through.
mum, that's going to be me.
I
That's fine.
didn't clock that was there.
Sorry, I got confused then. Yeah, so like get used to like what shots look best for you. We're going to try and standardize it that everyone will get kind of 4 to 5 photos officially. You'll get to choose those photos and then they will be edited, okay? How it worked last time was a little bit kind of chaotic. Oh shit, someone's trying to get in. That's a bit awkward. It is a little bit chaotic in the sense that everyone got kind of 10 photos. Just think for like the size of the shoot now is going to be around 5. But obviously you will get videos that you're in and stuff like that. So that will all be re released to you after the shoot. But the main point from that kind of that little discussion was make sure that you're starting to look at yourself post-workout, when you're feeling good about yourself, and even when you're training. Do you know what I mean? Because for a lot of you guys and girls, it's not going to be like a bodybuilder-esque shoot. Do you know what I mean? Some of the shots might be posed more like, I don't know, like a back double bicep, like here, like Ryan's doing, but a lot of them will be kind of right. Can I hold a dumbbell, do a curl? Do you know what I mean? Can I do a pull up? And stuff like that, because ultimately that's going to be the thing that kind of shows off your physique the most. Because again, not all of you are bodybuilders, so we don't necessarily want to show you off like that unless you want those kind of cleaner cut, like straight on images. The one thing I will say is if you are going to go for those shots, there is absolutely no hiding your physique. So make sure you are absolutely diced because they ain't photoshopping anything. So the pressure's on you to do your steps, okay? So two shoots simultaneously. I will probably pick which group you're in, based on whether you're new to it or whether you've kind of done it before. Just because one photographer might lend itself better to communication, which is just from my kind of understanding of them. And then we'll be able to kind of make sure that you know, and we'll get them in the chat so you'll be able to speak to them and you'll know what they're about. Obviously, we have chosen Brad, which was one of the guys. So that's the kind of bodybuilder booth, or whatever his stupid name is. He will be doing it. There will just be another photographer coming on, but I'm just in talks with a few of them at the moment. And Rory, the videographer, is the same guy who does all of my shoots. He's pretty good doing some pretty good stuff at the moment. Okay, so that's the shoot on the day. Has anyone got any questions about the shoot on the day? Someone's going to ask me about getting drunk after.
Do we
No.
have time slots an hour?
Yes, good question, actually. Yeah, so we will work that out. So once I know the photographers and once I know final numbers, because again, like we're getting to a point now where, why is he still in the waiting room? Lewis, you in yet or what? There he is, he's there. That's fine. Once we're getting to a point now where quite a few people start to kind of get a little bit nervous, which is completely rightly so. So sometimes it means like I do get a drop off at this period, which is absolutely fine. I'm just holding out. And then once we get through this kind of lat this week, it'll be like finalized. You're in, you've got a time slot. And yes, you will have time slots. So it's completely, it normally goes on. Again, I open it up to people. Like some people want to go first because they're potentially more nervous. I always offer the earliest slots to the people who potentially indicate to me that they are the least confident in front of people because I can orchestrate that slightly so that less people are there watching. Do you know what I mean? If you're the last person, everyone who's had the photos before you is watching you, which can be quite daunting. Okay. It won't be because everyone's sound and everyone's going to chat to each other and no one's going to be an absolute tool about it. But like if this is your first time kind of getting your top off in front of people, it can be quite a big thing. So I always offer them out. If you feel yourself as someone who's quite confident with the gym stuff and been around gyms and is like less worried about kind of taking photos and stuff, I'd probably offer yourself to go later on, and that would really help me and free up space. But yeah, you will be getting time slots. Normally, that's around like 20 to 30 minutes. And you can see now why we're doing two simultaneous shoots, because again, that's a fair amount of time. If you're waiting for t 19 people and you're 20, like that is a long day. And like, I'm not expecting that of you. Like, you will just not enjoy the process. So, hopefully, there'll be a good buzz of things going around. So, essentially, how it will work. Good question. I like this actually leads into it nicely. Thanks for that, mate. So, you'll have your time slots. So, essentially, let's say you're point number one, you'll come in a little bit earlier. I'll be giving you food and drink. Obviously, everyone will get a peak week plan. Like, so you'll know exactly what you're eating, exactly what you're drinking, at what times on a written document. So you're literally just checking it off as the week goes on. It will have like shoot day plan. It will say, right, 6 a.m. water, and it will limit your water. Whoever you are, it'll be different for everyone. So don't take what I'm saying now as gospel, but you'll have an exact plan to follow. So let's say you're number one, you'll come in warm, wear some. Obviously, some whatever you want to wear, you'll probably be tan, so don't come in white. Probably not the best bet. Just from my experience of being an Oompa Loompa once. And then essentially we'll get you warmed up. So females, you're less likely to get like mad pumped. Just from experience. Obviously, we'll train kind of your shoulders the same as the lads, shoulders, arms, but we're less likely to be like asking you to do tons of lower body exercises because chances are you're just going to get really sweaty and struggle with the kind of whole posing side of things. Gents, you'll definitely be coming in, we'll be pumping you up. Everyone will be getting sodium pump products, pre-workouts. We can get caffeinated as fuck because everyone will need the energy. Oh my God, sorry, Alec. There's a child in the room.
Go, mate.
Oh, that's good. That's fine. And then essentially, but like all of the work's done before that. Okay. So essentially, all we're doing before your slot, so 20 to 30 minutes before your slot, is we're getting you warmed up. We're getting the blood moving around your body. Then you're going into the shoot. So do not underestimate. Yeah, no one here has actually done the shoot before, but do not underestimate how hard posing for photos is, please. Because the worst thing you can do, Lauren will vouch for me on this from the first shoot, like how ruined everyone was. Like some of the lads were going ham in their warm up. And I was like, please don't overdo it, boys, because you're just going to be flat in about half an hour. So they got mad pumped and then they've been asked to hold a pull up for like 10 seconds. And at the end, they're just shaking like a leaf because they're trying to hold it and nothing's working. So take it steady, because the minute the camera's on you, your heart rate will go up. The minute you start tensing every muscle in your body whilst trying to smile, your heart rate will go up. And I guarantee like your physique will come alive. Okay. So like you'll have a slot, we'll start warming you up. But realistically, the work is done before then. The 7 weeks from now to then, the work is done. Then we think, right, let's focus on kind of bringing that to life through getting a pump and obviously getting the fluids going. Everyone will pretty much be going through like water manipulation. I say that very lightly. Like we will not be doing like UFC style water manipulation. We'll just be like, probably say like last drink will be around like 7 p.m. the night before. Because the last thing you want to do is come in like mega bloated from water. Like that's just something we can fully control as long as you're not dying from dehydration. But yeah, good question, Alec. Has anyone else got any other questions around kind of the day? Anyone? Lewis?
Hello, mate. You all right? No, all good.
Any, all good? Did you catch any of that? Because I know you're in the waiting room for
mate, yeah. I'm struggling to get in. I don't know why, but...
No, it's because you were late, mate. I was just proving a point.
Oh, yeah.
Cool, so that's the day. Okay, so obviously afterwards as well there will be a little social, so I don't know what that's going to be. From my experience of the socials is like you will be very tired, please, so like just be aware of like we can plan all these things, but like most people's social battery will be absolutely gone by the end of the day. You will have wiped enough oil off your body and tan to be like, I am very tired of like this guy. So like we'll plan something. It'll either be a meal, might go hub box, something like that. We'll definitely go out for a drink. And of course, like if people want to go out fully out after, that's absolutely fine. My best mate, Cal, will 100% be ready for a party. So I can just shove you in his direction and he'll take you out. But I'll probably be a little bit too acoustic for that by then. with that. So that's the social afterwards. The day is planning to start around 12. So I'll be there from around 10. Like I'm not expecting you to get there early. You'll probably be thinking like that's quite late in the day to be doing it. The main reason we're doing that is from the first shoot. The gyms are always busier in the weekend on the mornings. So it just makes sense like, from a photography standpoint, like considering we're going to have like 20 people deep in the gym, like just to kind of minimize, well, just get as little people as we can in the gym. I'm going to be putting notifications out. I'm going to be putting like signs out so people know it's coming. Hopefully they can read the signs. It is Axminster. And then we'll be able to kind of see how many people are there. But again, just own it. Do you know what I mean? Like if people are going to be tools, they're going to be tools and I'll deal with it. Do you know what I mean? You don't need to worry. You just go in with a full confidence and then I'll deal with the repercussions on the back end of that. So that's the kind of day. Everyone will have peak week. So as I spoke about, I'm not trying to take the whole evening, but I will try and get this done in like 10 to 15 minutes. Peak week will look different for everyone. Okay. So if I do kind of, well, when I give you your plan, I wouldn't go around like comparing it to someone you're speaking to outside of the group or something like that, because you're all going to be different. Some of you will just be dieting into the show. The people who are potentially leaner will have some form of carbohydrate loading and so on and so forth. You really don't need to worry about that. That's my thing to worry about. But what I would say now is the things that help me the most is communication from you lot. Like, do not think you're messaging me too much. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you're messaging me too much, I just won't reply until I need to reply. Like, message me your weights. Message me how you're feeling. Message me if you're looking good after a certain day. Because it really does help me. And a lot of you, well, everyone in the shoot will be going to twice a week check-ins, okay? So you'll have your official check-in day, which will be like your given day, whether it's a Monday or a Tuesday, but midweek, so halfway through your week, minimum, I'll be expecting you to kind of give me a little update, because again, we might need to force the issue, we might need to pull back. We can adjust things on a more kind of micro level compared to kind of where we've been at for the past like 10 weeks, where it's been like once a week's more than enough. When we get close to the shoot and the details become more, it's all about kind of fine tuning it, and we can do a lot in kind of 3 days, as you will probably know. So peak weeks will look different for everyone. Do not be surprised in peak week if you're not doing as much as you probably want to be, okay? The chances are most people want peak week to be the week that they're doing their most exercise, the most steps, okay? The thing everyone, this is one thing that will be for everyone, is you will all be resting in peak week. Like, there will be more rest than you'll have for the next 7 weeks. Because again, guys and girls especially, if you've been hammering your legs, like pushing hard, we want to see some definition in them. And if there's inflammation in those legs, you will not see diddly shit. And it will just look like you've got a leg. Do you know what I mean? And like, I ain't coached you for 20 weeks to just see a leg. Do you know what I mean? Like, we could have done that in your first check-in photo. No offense. So we need to get that information out. Like, steps will be down. Kirsty, I think I'm talking to you about this one. I feel like you're going to be stressed when I tell you to relax.
I'm going to relax.
I've got Luke on my side, so I'll just be like, Luke, lock the door. So like, the steps will be lower, we'll taper it all down, but again, in your peak week plan, I will explain it to you. I'll literally give you the exact number to hit, so that'll be good, and no one will need to worry. And again, if you are worried, just message me, because I have all the answers somewhere in my head. Any questions around peak week? Any questions around that? Oh, beautiful.
That's what I meant. They close on the day, so we just wear like shorts, socks, and trainers. That's it, yeah.
Yeah, so like, that's a good question, actually. So Jay also asked this in his kind of checking questions this week. So like, you've got to think like for example, Jay, you won't mind me use this example. Like, for his normal gym wear, he wears longer shorts, but he's got good legs. So when it comes to the shoot, I just said to him in his check-in, like, you probably want like, for example, look at like Callum's shorts here. Can you see that in the photo? So they're like mid quad. You can see his quads without him necessarily having to pull his shorts right up. The more kind of fabric you have, the more you have to be in control of it. Do you know what I mean? Girls, we got some girls next. So I would say like, make sure you've got some kind of shorts on. The issue we have is obviously high-waisted shorts. Do cover your abs. So there might be a case to kind of be in a pose where you do pull down the top of your shorts at the front a little bit. Again, we'll assess that closer to the shoe, and obviously just a sports bra. I have no clue on female brands, so I just see everyone tag the same one. So it's that 1R reactive, and I hate it. So if anyone turns up in that, you're not coming in. But lads, Nike shorts, I would always say, like, you will be getting merch. So that will be put on once you've done your shoot, but I would say like baggy top, and I would always say just come warmer, plan to be warmer in your clothes than cooler. Do you know what I mean? Like, all of these guys and girls came with like joggers on, because again, I'd rather you be warm than you struggling to get warm, because you'll be surprised about like when you get to that dieted or that lean, how hard it actually is to get warm, especially when you get a little bit nervous. It's better to be hot than freezing. So yeah, mid kind of thigh shorts are normally the best. Dan went for the full racer shorts. He'll probably wear them for the triple threat shoot that he's doing this time. But they were quite good, but they are like pure running shorts. So they are very high. So you've got to be a certain type of individual to wear them. Very confident individual. Like, I ain't rocking around with 1-inch shorts anymore. I ain't got the minerals. But good question. Does that answer your question, Alec?
Yeah, that's fine, mate. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, and like, if you did want photos in like a vest potentially for more like a casual shoot, like one of your photos, of course that's absolutely fine. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't, and I can reiterate this, lads, it doesn't have to be tops off if you don't want it to be. Do you know what I mean? If you want more one for your Tinder profile, do you know what I mean? That's going to be you in a vest training. Sorry, I had to say it. By this point of the day, my filter has gone. So we're just going to roll with it. Bring a vest or something, and you can have a photo taken that's professional and look good. Do you know what I mean? Just like you were training normally, but you're going to look crazy. So the options are there. Like, if you don't know if you want that, bring one along, take a couple of photos in it, and then see what they come out like. And if you like them, you can have those as your professional shots. If you don't like them, you just stick with your topless photos. But yeah, girls, you could, if you wanted to, bring two outfits. No one's done that yet. But again, that just means potentially spending more money on clothes, which I think some of you might not have a problem with. Some of you might.
No
have.
Problem.
No problems there, Jay. Get it in. Get it on the corner. get it in. But yeah, nice colourful sets tend to work the best. But I'd probably start chatting in the group. I know Zoe's kind of keen to kind of discuss this with people. So I can't really offer much in terms of female clothing. I'm just thinking like shorts, sports bra, you Gucci, okay? So that's the day, and that's kind of what you're going to wear. Obviously, like, you're going to face some challenges coming up. Like, the next 7 weeks are probably, like, a lot of you guys are, like, first-time, like, serious-level dieters. And I would class pretty much all of you, especially in this chat, as kind of general population, like the normal people. Do you know what I mean? Like, you've all got jobs. Do you know what I mean? You're all doing something in the day, and then you're doing this to supplement your life, okay, and to push yourselves out of your comfort zone. That's brilliant, but it also makes it harder for you. Do you know what I mean? A lot of your challenges will come from the fact that you have got to go to work. Do you know what I mean? I'm not saying everyone in the shoots before has been unemployed, but some of them do work in fitness, so it makes it a little bit different. You do have jobs to go to. Like, when you're low energy, you can't let that come across in your workplace. So your stress is going to be completely different to people that we've had on before. But again, how you deal with it is exactly the same. So you have a choice in every position that you find yourself in, okay? Some days are going to be lower mood. Like, I'm not going to sugarcoat that. Like, there's going to be days that are going to be sent to test you. Like, your tire's going to pop, not to mention any tires that have popped today. And you're just going to be mega stressed about things. And, like, what you need to be thinking about is just, like, the reason you said yes to the shoot in the first place. Because, again, like, a lot of you by the end, like, you won't be that motivated with the training. Do you know what I mean? It's going to be a tick box exercise. And every day and every hour is funneling to that shoot. And that's essentially what you need to hold tight for and remain strong for. Because, again, the worst thing that can happen is you look back on the day and think, you know what, like, I wish I'd done this, or I wish I'd done that cardio session, or I wish I'd done those steps. It's all about now, like, writing down the list of the five things that you need to do every day and just doing them. Essentially, like, you can boil it down to five things. It's your calories, it's your cardio, it's your steps, your recovery, and it's your training. It's those things. Some days you're not even training, so it's just four things. If you nail those five things on a day-to-day basis and treat it like a full-time job, you will get the result that you need to. And all of you are in a really good position. That's the good thing. Like, everyone in the shoot is in a very good position. The key is just don't get caught up in your own head and get caught up in, like, comparing yourself with other people, because the social media is going to ramp up around the shoot now, okay? So lots of you guys and girls will be going on the stories. You're going to be seeing a lot of each other, okay? And remember, this is an environment where we're supporting each other. There's always going to be an element of, like, I'm going to be on the shoot with this person. So humans are humans. There's going to be a bit of a competitive edge, but you're all in this together. And I don't want it to be a sense of, like, right, I've got to stand next to him. He's got more muscle than me, okay? Like, try not to think of it like that. It's just think, I started weight training 2 years ago. I've got every right to look how I do. Like, I've done the best I can. I look the best I ever have. Just roll with it. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're all in your own different lanes. And if you recognize that, you'll have a great day on the day, okay? So that's kind of everything I was going to cover today. I don't think I've left anything necessarily, like, hanging, unless I have. If I have, tell me now. Alec, you're good at questions. Any questions, mate?
I was going to suggest maybe on the chat near the time that people that, like, live in the same area, like Cranbrook or whatever, or meet OJ Cranbrook, and then just maybe do a couple of cars rather than, like, a convoy of, like, 20 cars going down to Axminster, you know?
What, like, go on the shoot day?
Or just, like, I was chatting to Ollie about maybe you might share a lift with him or Dan or whatever, just make
it easier. Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Like, it will save up, because there isn't too much limited car parking at Axminster, but yeah. Get to know each other. You go down together. Like, it is a good vibe. Obviously, some of you do live locally. Some of you don't. I think it's only Jay doesn't. Well, Lauren doesn't, but you live in Sydney somewhere sometimes. So, like, the chances are you can go, like, home, shower, and then meet out. The only problem with that is that the temptation to get into bed and sit on the sofa is just massive. As I found from the last shoot where I was just lying in bed and everyone's waiting for me for dinner. But nonetheless, like, there will be the social after. I know Kirst has found a food festival. I can always count on Kirst to find a food festival, because last time it went well. So that will give some options. Obviously, it's probably worth talking. I know I'll give you, like, 1 minute on this point. Please, like, closer to the shoot, think about how you're going to manage afterwards, because, like, it's okay to have, like, the day or two where it's, like, potentially, like, eat what you want, do what you want. But, like, a lot of fucking hard work can be done in a week of eating shit. And I wouldn't want you to be in that depressed pit of, like, I've gained, like, 10 kilograms that took me a year to lose. Like, just, I don't want to put, like, a Debbie Downer on things, but just think about it. Because, like, you've all worked very hard to get to this position. Think how hard it's taken you to lose 10 kilograms. Like, a couple five guys and a couple of drunk nights out, like, you can definitely get there. Not that I've done it personally. I'm just talking about some of the clients that has happened to you before. But nonetheless, whatever happens, we'll pick up the pieces. There might be tears, but hopefully there won't be tears. So any questions, you can always message me. And like I said, the main takes homes from this is, like, if you have a question, ask me. If you're unsure about anything, ask me. And now's the time we start ramping it up, okay? I want at least 2 talk points from you to me per week. Okay. So you've messaged me your weight. If you've had a new low in, you message me. Okay. Cause again, lots of people checking in, lots of clients at the moment. We need to make sure that you guys are getting the kind of support that you need. And I can tell a lot from if you send a number full stop or fucking yes, I'm a new low weigh in full stop. Like, that massively tells me how you're feeling. And I can read between the lines. So don't lie to me. Cool. So thanks for coming on. If anyone's got a question, say it now, but we'll have a hold your peace. That's brilliant. Thanks for that. Have you been listening to the whole thing?
He can hear. He's downstairs.
That was from downstairs?
Yeah.
Jesus. Anyway, cheers for that, Luke. But thanks for coming on. And I'll share this to everyone so that everyone, well, you've already been here, but for the people who didn't make it, remember, chat to each other, talk to each other, get involved. But the main thing is like, next 7 weeks are going to be it. So don't leave any stone unturned. Get graft in. Keep working hard. And if you're Wes, don't eat cinnamon buns.
I didn't eat it.
Prove it.
I can't prove it.
Exactly.
That wasn't the problem, though. We went to the wedding venue, so there's loads of food and transportation, all the cakes and everything. It was a bad day.
You got 2 days until you're checking, so please get to work.
Yeah, so all in hand.
All right. Well, good speaking to you, and I'll see you all soon, all right? See you later, guys. See you in a bit. Hello. This is pure, like, COVID learning vibes. I'm getting stressed. See you later.